Back on the Kent Sterling Show, CBS Sports 1430 with Pacers assistant coach Nate McMillan at the Pacers golf outing. You can flat out putt. You can stroke it.
Flat out putt. I played a lot of putt-putt in my life, Ben, coming from North Carolina. So putting is not the problem.
You figured it out. And you're trying to teach C.J. Miles over here how to putt, and C.J.'s having some difficulties. I hope it's a little bit easier to teach him how to play basketball at an all-star level than it is to teach him to putt.
Well, it just shows you some of the best athletes in the world can't play all sports. And he's a great shooter. We've been in the gym the last few weeks, and it's good to see him out there, and he's knocking out a ton of shots. And, you know, my challenge is once the popcorn start popping, we want to see those same shots fall.
Perfect. Nate McMillan joins us, Pacers assistant coach. Your role, what are you in charge of? Does everybody on the staff have a different specialty? Is it that kind of thing?
Well, I just try to assist Frank in everything. Game management, practice, both offense and defense. Dan Burke has been, really focused more on the defensive end of the floor over the years. But I try to help coach in all aspects of the game.
And your background, I mean, you were a terrific head coach in the NBA, and I'm sure you're a great asset to Frank in that regard. You have some fun this summer?
I did. We spent some time down in Orlando with our summer league team, and I spent a lot of time here in Indiana. A lot of our guys live here during the off season, which is great, and they've been in the gym, most of the summer. George and Roy and Copeland. So it's been a good summer. I've had an opportunity to go back to North Carolina, where I have a home. And here we are, back with the season starting a week from now.
You got what? You got 5 days until camp starts? That's unbelievable. It feels like yesterday the season ended.
Well, when you go as far as we did getting to that Eastern Conference Finals, it becomes a short summer, which is what you're looking forward to.
No rest for the weary, right? So how in the regular season for you guys, how much of a grind is it? 82 games, that is a lot of basketball to play, a lot of practices, a lot of workouts. I mean, it just never really ends.
Well, I can tell you this. When you're winning games, the season goes fast. And when you're dropping games, it seems like it takes forever. And last year we had a very good start. We kind of slowed down towards the end, but it was a fun year because we were winning games. Guys were playing well. We felt that our goal was going to be accomplished, which was meeting with Miami again and reaching the finals. That didn't happen, but it was a fun year.
Who's a guy who's been working out in the offseason who's made a jump from here to there?
Well, that's something that we want to see, but the guy that came into the gym 2 days after the playoffs was over was George Hill. And he didn't like the way that he finished the season. He made the commitment 2 days after that season, or really after that last game, that he was going to be better. He worked all summer long on his game, and with us having, losing Lance and losing Paul George, his role will really change this season. So we're going to need George to play well for us. He's been in the gym all summer long working on his game, and I anticipate him having a very good season.
A lot of fans, a lot of media guys looked at the way George Hill played during the regular season and the postseason, and it seemed that when he was aggressive with the basketball, the team just played better. Mm-hmm. It opened things up for the team. Is that a correct assessment?
Well, I think he heard that. And he heard that, from the fans, and I think he kind of felt that he needed to play a larger role for our team. And as I said, 2 days after the playoffs was over, when we were encouraging guys to certainly get away and rest, George was in the gym working, weight training, working on a number of different things, and he hasn't really stopped. He's taking a couple days this week getting ready for camp next week, but we anticipate him having a very good season.
A lot of new guys, Rodney Stuckey and C.J. Miles, Damian Rudej. Who impresses you out of that group?
Well, I've always liked Stuckey, being in Seattle and really playing when he was a small kid. I had an opportunity to watch his career and get to know him, and I just felt that when we picked up Stuckey, that was a really good fit for us, not knowing that, you know, PG would be out and situations would happen. But I just felt that Stuckey would be a good fit for our team. CJ, I had an opportunity to coach against him. And as Coach Vogel said, you know, today about how well CJ played against him, us this year, I had a first-hand look at CJ when he was playing in Utah and I was coaching against him. So he has the ability to stretch the floor. Those two guys are in their prime. It's a great opportunity for them. As I've told them, it's a great organization. Frank, I think, does a great job with his players in really motivating them, but being real positive and supportive and allowing them to play their game. So it's going to be a fun time for them. It's going to be a great opportunity for them, and we hope that they do well.
Looking into Rodney's eyes, talking to him, I've talked to him a bunch of times. He seems, he's got a good laugh, but he seems like a serious guy, and he seems like there's no back down in him at all as a competitor. Just talking to him, you can kind of assess a guy, whether he's a serious guy, whether he's a frivolous guy. This looks like a guy who on the basketball court is a really, really serious dude.
I call those guys pros. He knows what he needs to do. He knows what is expected of him. He's very excited for the new opportunity to be here. He and I have talked, like I said, over the years when I was in Portland and he was a free agent. I talked about him possibly coming to Portland and playing, and now having the opportunity to work with him, I'm looking forward to him. But I think he's a pro. You know, he's a fearless competitor. A couple years ago, he had an unbelievable year. The last 2 years with Detroit were kind of down seasons for him. So he's looking forward to this opportunity.
Now, when you when the guys come up and they pay $20 to putt and it goes to charity and they get a prize somehow if they win, can they pay you the $20 and have you hit it for them?
Well, we are really in the pathway of the carts, getting these guys to stop. But it's not hard. Anytime you challenge golfers with money, even if they have to pay betting, that's a part of this game. So they look forward to stopping and challenging themselves to win the putting contest.
Perfect. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Excellent.
You got to get a better line than that.